World Awakening Awards exhibition, veteran artists from 59 countries from around the globe forwarded their artworks in the forms of posters, caricatures, and photographs to the secretary of the World Awakening exhibition in Tehran. 439 artworks from 3,006 works of art were selected to compete in the first World Awakening Awards exhibition. The head of Imam Ali Religious Museum, where the event took place, said that bringing together renowned international artists to work with top Iranian experts as jury members was an important event all by itself.
Michel Sedbon from France was a jury member for photography. He got the first picture from Ayatollah Khomeini, Iran's founder of Islamic Revolution in France. We had Marthia Lutte, who carries the same weight in caricature, as a jury member. Having prominent Iranian experts working side by side with such international artists as jury members is an important event by itself and makes this exhibition into a major scientific event for researchers and scholars.
Art critics talked about some intricate points in the artworks and tried to explain to us what the artist wants the viewer to see.
It is my interpretation that this work of art is about today's human that has become aware of the injustice and despotism around him and is moving from the dark towards light. He has been put in the middle to capture the attention of the viewer.
Some visitors said that looking at different works of art at this exhibition made them feel the pains and struggles of people fighting for freedom in the region and throughout the world.
Each one of these pieces gives the viewer an interesting feeling, the feeling that he or she understands the injustice that exists in the world better. Well, at least I got that feeling.
The event kicked off on May 13th and was to end on June 11th, but it was extended until June 21st because of a great number of people wanting to attend. The head of the museum here says that the name Awakening is used instead of Islamic Awakening to symbolize the themes of fight with despotism and resistance against mastery, which is happening in non-Islamic and Western world too. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.